The Adventures of Mr. and Mrs. North, starring Alice Frost and Joseph Curtin, and brought to you by
Woodberry, Woodberry, Woodberry Cream. For the skin you love,
After dinner in the North apartment, Jerry is stretched out on the sofa reading a manuscript. Pam sits nearby, trying valiantly to start a conversation. Two attempts have gotten her nowhere, so, being Pam, she tries again.
Jerry. Jerry.
Hmm?
Did you like the way Dorothy fixed the turnips tonight, dear?
I will as soon as I finish reading this manuscript.
Oh, Jerry, you're not listening.
Huh?
Oh, dear, you certainly haven't been good company tonight.
We are? Who?
Who what?
Didn't you say we're having company?
No, I said you're not. Not company, I mean.
Oh.
You just sit there reading. I haven't been able to get you to get a word in edgewise all evening.
I'm sorry, darling, but I want to get this finished. I thought you said we weren't having company.
Maybe I was wrong. I'll go to you.
Pam, thank heaven you're home.
Pam, what's the matter? Come in, dear. Jerry, it's Ann Barclay.
Pam, Jerry, you've got to help. I don't know what to do.
Why, what's the matter, Ann?
Sylvia's been murdered.
Who?
Sylvia Fleming, strangled in my apartment. Oh. You hear that, Pam? In my apartment. Oh, what'll I do? What'll I do?
Sylvia Fleming, Ann.
She lives across the hall from me. But she was murdered in my apartment, and now there'll be an investigation. And Hal and I...
Hal?
Hal Lawson, the actor. He and Anna and Dave.
We were married today.
Anne. Well...
And then this had to happen. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm really frantic. I know I'll be suspected. I never liked Sylvia. She was always making trouble. Can't you do something?
Well, we can call Bill Wigand. He's a friend of ours on the police homicide squad. Perhaps he
No, no, don't you understand? The police mustn't know. Not yet. That's why I came to you.
But really, Ann, Bill
Oh, no. They'd want to hold me for questioning. And if they did, the newspapers would get the story, and the publicity would ruin Hal.
Well, it might not.
Oh, it would. It would. He just got a swell offer from Hollywood. But if I get involved in a murder case, Hollywood would never take him.
I see.
Oh, so won't you help me? Please.
Well, I don't know what we can do.
Well, if you could only find out who did it, who killed her before the police hear about it.
That's a pretty large order.
Still, Jerry, we could go over and see what we find.
Yeah. All right, come on.
Here's the elevator.
Push the button for the 8th floor, will you please, Ben?
All right.
But my apartment's on the 9th floor.
I know, but you said Hal's is on the 8th floor.
Oh, yes.
And your wedding party is going on there?
Yes.
Well, don't you think the guests are going to begin wondering where you are? You told them you were just going to run up to your apartment to get some records. They must be wondering what's become of
them. That's right.
So, you go on back to the party now and try to act as though nothing's happened. Pam and I will go to your apartment.
But I don't have the records I went for. When I saw the body, I just turned and ran.
That's all right. Just say you couldn't find them. You were looking for them. That's what took you so long.
Well, all right.
But first, let's have the key to your apartment.
Just a second.
We'll look around, and then we'll drop in on you down here.
All right. Here's the key. The apartment is 9C.
9C, right. Run along now, and don't say anything about this to anyone until we come back.
I won't. And thank
you. You know, Jerry, with people coming to us for help like this, maybe we ought to go into the detective business.
That's an idea. It seems to me I've been spending more time lately chasing down clues than I have at the office. Now, let's see. 9C. That ought to be over there. Yeah, there it is. Just a second till I unlock the door.
Oh, I do hope we'll be able to help her, Jerry. She's so upset.
Who wouldn't be with a corpse for a wedding present?
You go in first, Jerry, in case it's messy.
All right, dear.
Well?
I don't get it.
What?
Look on the door. It does say 9C, doesn't it?
Yes, dear. Why?
Well, there's no body in here.
No body? You mean there's no body? There isn't, is there?
Well, she said it was lying right in front of the sofa. Well, there's nothing here now.
Jay, do you think it's some sort of a practical joke?
It's rather pointless if it is. Oh, wait a minute. What's that?
What?
This shiny thing on the floor. It's a clip that women wear on their evening gowns.
Let's see it. Who turned out the light?
Why?
Jerry! Oh, Jerry, where are you? What happened? Jerry! Jerry! Oh, where's that light switch? Oh, here it is. Oh, Jerry. Jerry, say something.
Oh,
Jerry. Darling, what hit you?
That's what I should be asking, Pam. You don't see a spare ton of bricks lying around, do you?
Are you all right?
Yeah. I guess so.
Darling, let me help you up.
Thanks, dear. Say, where is it? Did I drop it? No, it's gone. So that's what it's all about.
What?
The clip. I was just about to hand it to you when the lights went out and I went out.
Well, now the body's gone and the clip's gone. We'll never solve this case if the evidence keeps disappearing.
Well, if we solve it at all, we'll have to work fast. Because sooner or later, the body will be discovered and the police call in.
Jerry, we mustn't let that happen. We promised Annie.
I know.
Let's look around. Maybe in the bedroom.
Pam, wait. What? Somebody's coming down the hall.
Oh, stopping in front of the door.
Pam, the door's open.
Oh, golly.
What? Bill!
Oh!
Jerry and Pam, what are you doing here? Come on in, Mullins.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Orr.
Hello, Mullins.
Hello, Sergeant.
Well, I don't know how you two do it. I might have known we'd run into you. Well, where's the body?
What body?
The dead body.
Dead body? Well, there's no dead body here.
Well, where is it?
I don't know. We don't know anything about any dead body, do we, Jerry?
What are you doing here?
Hmm? Oh, we're just visiting a friend.
Oh. Where is your friend?
She isn't here.
So I see. Must be an interesting visit.
Now, Bill, even if you are a police lieutenant, you have no right to take that tone with me.
Sorry, Pam, I didn't realize I was taking any tone. I'm just trying to find out a few things. Usually you and Jerry are willing to help.
Oh, we are, Bill. We always want to help you.
Good. And maybe you'll tell me what you know.
About what?
Look, I don't know what. That's what I'm trying to find out.
Mrs. North, it wasn't you who phoned, was it?
Phone?
Yes, phone.
Yeah, some woman phoned and said we'd better get over here, that we'd find a dead body in apartment 9C. She said we'd find you two, and you don't seem to want to talk.
Bill, there's nothing to tell.
Look, Bill, there's no dead body here. We haven't seen one, and we don't know anything about that phone call. That's the absolute truth.
Okay. Come on, Mullins, let's search the apartment. Maybe we can find the body.
Oh, no, Bill, I wouldn't do that if I were you.
Why not?
Don't you think it'd be a better idea to try to find the woman who called you? Trace the phone call?
We did. It came from this apartment.
Oh.
All right, Mullins, look in the bedroom.
Sure thing, Luke.
Now, in the meantime, suppose you two tell me how you got into this apartment.
Well, it belongs to a friend of ours. She gave us the key.
Why?
She's at a party downstairs.
Oh, Mullins, find anything?
No, Luke. Plain as a whistle.
Okay. Well, here's the door to the coat closet. Let's see if there's anything in here.
Bill.
What's the matter, Pam?
Nothing. Why would anybody put her in here?
Her? What makes you think the body's a her?
Oh, I didn't mean that. It's just that I got to thinking. If I were a dead body, where would I go? And I'm a she, and so I just happened to say her because I was thinking of me, and then I thought that... Oh, golly.
I don't like this. You two are hiding something from me. That's not like you. Come on now, what is it? All right, then. We'll have to get along without your help. Look in the closet, Mullins.
Nothing here. What now, Luke?
I'm taking the North down to that party they mentioned. I want to talk to that friend of theirs. You wait here, Mullins.
Okay, Luke.
Come on, Mr. and Mrs. North. I'm sorry about this. I thought I could always trust the two of you, and I thought you trusted me. I suppose you must have a darn good reason for the way you're acting, but even so...
Oh, golly.
That scream came from this floor.
Come on.
happened?
I don't know, Mullen. Could you tell where it came from?
Sounded like right across the hall.
What's the matter, miss?
Sylvia, she's dead. She's dead. Somebody killed her.
All right. Steady. All right, miss. Now, tell me. What's the matter?
I went to the bedroom and turned on the light. And there she was on the floor. Her eyes staring that way. Staring.
All right. We're the police. We'll go right in.
The police?
Yes, somebody called us. You come along with
us. Oh, no, I can't go back in there.
You said that she's in the bedroom. You can stay in the living room. Come in out of the hall.
I'll never forget the way she looked. Lying there staring at me.
Is this your apartment?
It was mine and Sylvia.
Yes, I understand. You better sit down. I'm going into the bedroom and look around.
Mind if we go with you, Bill?
No, I suppose not. Come on. When are you two going to break down and tell me what you know about this?
Oh, we're just finding out, same as you. Well, there she is.
Oh.
Looks like that orange scarf did the trick. Somebody's knotted it around her neck.
Yeah, look, here are some initials on it. S.F.
S.F. Sylvia Fleming. It's her own scarf.
Oh, do you know her?
No.
And how do you know this is Sylvia Fleming?
Well, that girl, her roommate, she said it was Sylvia.
But she didn't say Fleming. Where did you get that name, Sylvia Fleming, anyway? Who is Sylvia Fleming?
Well, I don't know, Bill. I just thought...
Here we go again.
I'm sorry, Bill.
You're certainly a big help.
Bill, look. What? There's a little blood on the back of her head.
The murderer probably knocked her out first to keep her from struggling. That means a woman could have killed her.
But it doesn't mean that it was necessarily a woman.
Oh. Is that friend you were visiting a woman? I see. I wonder if this dead woman was planning to go to the party you say your friend is at. She's certainly dressed for a party.
Yes. That lovely wine-colored gown. Those jewels and all.
Say, that diamond clip on her dress, shouldn't there be another one on this side? And certainly, the dress is torn. The other clip must have been ripped off.
But do you think robbery was the motive, Bill?
No, I don't. Because all the other jewelry was left. Probably ripped off accidentally. Maybe around here somewhere. Well, I'm going to call the doc to come over and give the official verdict before this body disappears again. And I want to talk to that friend of yours. Say the party's downstairs?
Yes.
All right, Mullins will go with you and bring her up. In fact, I think you better have all the guests at the party come up. I want to talk.
So the lieutenant will be wanting to ask you all a few questions, though.
George, do we have to submit to this?
I don't know, Jane, but, oh, I suppose we might just as well.
I'm sorry this had to happen, Anne, but Pam and I didn't have anything to do with it. Somebody else ought to buy the police.
But we'll try to do whatever we can to help you. This is my husband, Hal Lawson. Hal, this is Mr. and Mrs. North.
How do you do?
All right, come on now, folks. Let's get going.
Well, we'll have to go with him. Yes, come on, Anne. But it may turn out all right. The body's not in your room. No. She's back in her own room across the hall.
Yeah, she gets around a lot for a dead woman.
Keep your chin up, darling. We'll be all right.
Oh, well, I hope so.
This way, folks. We won't bother with the elevator. There's only one flight of stairs so we can walk.
Anne, you know what this is all about. Where is he taking us?
Well, I don't know, Eleanor. Some lieutenant, somebody wants to talk to us.
Well, I think it's a dirty trick. Spoiling your party this way.
Who's that girl that just spoke to you, Anne? It's Donna Foster.
Okay, right down the hall there now. Come on.
Jane, this is the last time I ever come to one of these parties. All your friends seem to have trouble with the police.
You know, dear, I often wonder why my friends and your relatives don't know each other.
Nope. These parties. All your friends seem to have trouble with the police.
You know, dear, I often wonder why my friends and your relatives don't know each other.
Oh, whatever do you mean?